Making decisions can be a real challenge, especially when everything seems to happen all at once. Figuring out how to see things clearly and recognizing when we've made the right call to follow our dreams is tricky. Hi, my friend. Welcome to the 1 Minute to Glory podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Alvarez. I love to tune in with you every week. This episode, I hope that you feel refreshed, or that it sparks curiosity, or perhaps even gives you a different outlook on life. But at least, I hope that you get something out of it. So have a listen. Do you ever feel a bit guilty when making decisions that might not seem responsible, such as turning down a high-paying job offer to pursue something new for yourself? Imagine if that job offer came as a test. Just when you had decided you were going to be following your dreams, how bad do you really want to do that? Likewise, the challenges you encounter might not be obstacles, but chances for you to grow in the very areas you need growth on the unique path you've chosen, a journey where it's just you and your faith guiding you towards a fulfilling life. If this resonates with you, definitely give this episode a listen. We all know life can get pretty overwhelming, and figuring out the right direction isn't always easy. I hope you find the insights shared here really helpful. This week is life. Busy, crazy, so many things, big decisions to make. What is different? Well, I have a deadline by next week, next Tuesday. I have an exam, a very important exam that I've been waiting for over a decade, and it's my citizenship. And this week, I have family that is coming from France. And similarly, also, at the same time, I've received a job offer. And so it is interesting because my family from France, I haven't seen them in about 5 years. And the children haven't met, and they're my sister's children and her ex-husband. I was very nervous to see them because I wanted to be present and I wanted to give them everything that they expected and more, and just be present for them and be the aunt that I haven't been able to be until now, so that they see that there's more to life than the life that they have over there. That there's a whole lot of possibility. But it requires for me to be present, to be listening, and to be full of empathy and love and care, and to remember. At the same time as being present, who I was in Europe and who they are, remember where they are coming from what I know. And from what they've told me. So, putting all these pieces together so that I can really deliver a true empathetic and hopefully blissful time, a time that they will not forget. At the same time, strangely enough, I had this job opportunity, which is to work for a developer, and the money is good, but I have to commit a lot of hours for the entirety of the project, which is 3 years. It seemed great. I'm like, perfect. I've got my podcast ready to go. I can definitely make a sure money with this, and then I'll work on my podcast whenever I have the time. The next day, I wake up with an uneasy feeling and a shift, like there's a crossroads between two different, totally different mindset. What is required for my podcast is not just putting in hours. Actually, it's not hours. It is focus, alignment, love, empathy, understanding, observations from life. And that requires for me to be fully present all the time and to not have moments where I am not present, where I am not living what this podcast is about, because it's me. Remember, I am giving a platform to my soul. I'm very creative. I have so many different things that I love to do, several different ways that I love to love people, and that people are receiving love from me. And real estate was not one of them, let alone working for a developer with a set schedule, set for me, not by me, selling a product that is not coming from within, the product that comes from that developer's creative mind. And so the cost of making that money was heavy on me. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to have the security of an income that I would be making working 40 hours? While my business, I could be making the same amount of money. It's not certain because it's at its infancy. And right now I'm just really exploring and stepping out of faith, basically, where I do not see, but I just am in the present, feeling, giving, and making bold moves, courageous moves towards something that matters to me. And so, am I being responsible? What is being responsible? What do I want to give to my family? If I am not living what I'm supposed to be living, or if I'm not living with integrity, then I am not teaching integrity and courage to my children, because I cannot teach something I do not know myself. And those are important things that I want to teach my children. If I do not take those moves myself, I will not be able to be that for someone else. And I love to be that for someone else. I have not made my decision yet, because perhaps I'm still in this mindset that I must be responsible. And because I have not spoken courageously to different people that would be involved in the decision, or they will feel the consequence of my decision, my husband. And I want to be extremely honest with the different people that offered me the job. So I want to know all of this. It's a learning curve for me, because of course this opportunity is coming. That is part of a mindset that I had my whole life, trying to do what is responsible, what my father wanted for me to do, what seems to be the responsible thing to do. Of course I'm having this opportunity right now, because right now I'm making bold actions into something completely different, and I'm venturing into something that is the unknown for me, which is a little bit scary, quite a lot. It's freaking me out, to be honest, and there is absolute no security. But what is security, and how much security can I have? Right, working for someone else, how secure is that? And it's 3 years of my life. I could be working 45 minutes for myself every day with a potential income to be much greater, equal or greater. It could also be less. But what there wouldn't be if I made those bold moves is regret. Are we going to starve? No. My husband is involved. My husband's working hard. I still have my real estate license. I still have those opportunities at hand if I needed to, if I wanted to. And it's really interesting when we have goals, how quickly we can make things happen and how much time we are wasting because of fear. I see that, and I don't want to give way to fear. I want to give way to those bold actions that take 20 seconds of decision and courageous action a day. That's what I want to do. It seems really overwhelming, but I'm starting to see different pieces, and I'm opening my mind to all the different aspects of making decisions in my life. And it's just being conscious and aware of what really is behind the decisions that I make, the decision-making process. And that's what I'm passionate about. That is what I want everyone to be aware of. With a friend, with me by their side, as I am also stepping out of faith, making bold moves, and really looking around me and seeing the evidence that I would not see if I just made my mind, I guess this is what I need to do. That opportunity is coming. That's what I need to do. No, it's coming because it's giving me a chance to make a decision whether I want to continue the way I've been doing or put into practice and really seeing for myself what has changed, what I believe today. Today, what do I believe and what decisions do I want to make based on what I believe today? So it's actually an opportunity for me to see how much I have learned and grown and incorporated from all the effort, all the readings. I've done a whole year of mastermind working on myself day. And I've taken a course on podcasting, which involves business building and mindset as well, from a woman, Kathy Heller, who also has a podcast that's very successful, who also is a creative, and who teaches in an incredible way what business really is about: visibility and making an offer. That is it. That's very revealing. Am I doing that? Am I spending my hours, my days, the days that I have to do that? What is the core, the essence of a business? And of course, it requires mindset shift and understanding who I am, what I want to do, and how I want to come about into the world with the gifts that I was given. That's what I want to do. That is what interests me. That is what I'm passionate about. And passing it on with an open heart, with empathy, with kindness, because this world needs more kindness. I wish I had more mentors in my life. But I'm done making excuses. I will be what I need to be for myself. And if someone needs someone like me, I want to be available for that person. I want to be available for you. I'm here. And I made this commitment, not just for myself. This is me stepping into something new that is exciting, because I know life is exciting. I'm doing this for myself, but that it is exciting is because of everyone around me, how they are living their life, how they feel inspired by my bold changes when I share my stories. My husband, my children, they know this is who their mom, wife is. I don't want to be anything less. And I don't want you to be anything less. I just needed to share that because it's a lot and it can be overwhelming. And then life happens and then we make decisions. But you don't have to make decisions quickly and radically. You can take your time and you can really listen, really pay attention. Because the clues are there. They're within and they're all around. The truth is, everything is all around. Clues of one way of thinking as well as clues of another way of thinking. When I was driving to that development, I decided to drive today just to see how I feel. And the exit had a huge billboard. It was about an attorney. And it said, call 1-800-PAIN. Wow. That wasn't the most exciting message to, you know, this new opportunity that seems like an opportunity because it's a secure income with a potential of a huge draw at the end of the 3 years once the development is sold out. But then I was picturing myself calling leads, calling people, talking to them about a product, and that product was not mine and it's not my soul's. That felt heavy. 40 hours a day of something that feels heavy. How many more hours will I have to undo that so that I can continue the podcast as I'm doing that project? Because I considered, could I do both? I could do both. I mean, I've got this going. So again, I haven't made those difficult conversations. I haven't spoken. I haven't said anything. I'm speaking to you first and I'm telling you the process of what I'm thinking about. I just want to be completely open and honest because that's what I want. That's what I am passionate about again. I want to be honest and open because maybe, just maybe, as it is helping me to have that platform to express and to uncover what my thinking is, it may help someone. It may help you today. That is my
home. Bye for now.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear from you, so please leave a review below or on Apple Podcast. If you found today's message encouraging, please consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. Your support helps us also reach more listeners. Thank you. Bye for now. Dear listeners, I want to extend my heartfelt gratitude to each one of you who has been a part of this beautiful journey with me. In the spirit of Valentine's Day, which is inching its way already, I'd like to offer you a unique and personal way to celebrate the essence of love through custom-crafted poems. This year, consider gifting a custom poem, a timeless expression of love. Let me craft words that encapsulate the essence of your relationships, creating a meaningful keepsake for your loved ones or yourself. Let me weave words that resonate with your journey, capturing the love that binds us all. In choosing a custom poem, you're not just buying words, you're investing in a reflection of your connection, a piece of art that will endure beyond the flowers and the chocolates. And as you and I know, we live in a world where we yearn for genuine and significant connections. My custom poems are priced at $299. If you're ready to capture the essence of your emotions in a personalized piece, connect with me right now to place your order. Drop a DM on Instagram or Facebook, or shoot me an email at alexandragrafalvarez@gmail.com. It's Alexandra Graf Alvarez, alexandragrafalvarez@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Let's create something beautiful together.